NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and is Jobs Friday? And of course, here at The Indicator, this is when we would traditionally break out the beloved air horn. But we have not been doing that lately because, you know, we've been through a lot in the economy in the last year and it just didn't seem right. But, you know, we were thinking this is going to be the day. April, we were supposed to add over a million new jobs in 4 weeks. We thought the economy's opening back up, adding tons and tons of new jobs. This is the day we're going to break out the air horn. Let's hear it. Yeah, it's not an air horn day. The U.S. added just 266,000 jobs last month. That was way below the expectations of more than a million jobs being added in April. And the unemployment rate actually rose a bit to 6.1%. And all told, this is pretty brutal news, especially since the jobs market had seemed to be gaining momentum. But here's the strange thing. At the same time, companies across the U.S. say they are in a hiring crisis. They can't find people to fill their jobs. So what is going on? This is the Hard Rock Casino in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it is vast.
It is approximately 100,000 square feet. It consists of 35 poker tables, 1,800 slot machines, 6 restaurants, a Starbucks.
This is George Goldhoff. He's the president of Hard Rock Cincinnati. He says pre-COVID, he had about 20,000 guests coming through the casino every week and more than 1,000 employees. And he says the guests have been flooding back since they reopened the casino. But finding workers to serve those guests has been incredibly hard.
Dealers, servers, bartenders, counter attendants, it's really across the board.
George started to get desperate. He says he raised wages by more than 20%, started reaching out to thousands of job seekers, but nothing. So he got creative. He thought, what if I offered like a cash prize to people who would take a job? Hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars just to come to work. Today on the show, the labor market paradox. How can there be more than 8 million unemployed people in the U.S. and also businesses all across the country like Hard Rock Cincinnati that are offering people cash just to take a job?
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One with the Capital One Venture Card. Details at CapitalOne.com. What's in your wallet? Credit approval required. Capital One Bank, USA, NA. This message comes from NPR sponsor Deloitte, offering sector-specific perspectives for financial, manufacturing, and other industries to help businesses reopen and recover confidently. Available at Deloitte.com/US/COVID-19.
George Goldhoff runs Hard Rock Casino in Cincinnati, and he got so desperate to get new workers in, he started offering cash bonuses for different jobs.
In the case of dealers, we're providing a $4,000 incentive bonus.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, I, you would say desperate times call for desperate measures. There's a lot of competition out there. I'll walk by a Dunkin' Donuts on my way to work and they have $300 signing bonuses. So this is not something that is unusual.
In fact, this is going on all across the country right now. A lot of companies are desperate for workers, and some of them have started offering these big perks. Taco Bell, Chipotle, and Whataburger are all expanding their benefits and raising pay. A McDonald's in Tampa was advertising $50 if you would just show up for a job interview. Overall, 40% of restaurants across the country say they are understaffed right now.
It could just mean kind of the growing pains of a tightening labor market.
Aaron Dubay is a labor economist at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He says part of the issue is definitely just timing. All across the country, restaurants and bars are opening their doors kind of all at once, and they all need staff.
Especially when restaurants and other hospitality sectors that are all trying to expand at the same time.
But Aaron says that is not all of it. People do seem to be hanging back from the workforce a bit right now for a few reasons. First up, fear.
The Household Pulse Survey, which is actually conducted by the Census Bureau every couple of weeks, If you ask respondents why they aren't working, the key reasons continues to be that they are worried about risk.
Also, says Aaron, childcare looms large. A lot of schools are still closed, and a lot of people have to be home to take care of children or family. So even if they want to have a job, they can't take one. Another possible culprit, unemployment benefits. As part of congressional aid packages, millions of people received extra money on top of standard unemployment insurance. Many business owners, including George Goldhoff, president of Hard Rock Casino, say that they think this is why there is a worker shortage right now.
I think there's a portion of folks that just would rather be on government assistance.
George says that Hard Rock will reach out to thousands of job seekers and only hear back from a handful of them. And even the people who do interview, he says, will often not even respond to a job offer.
We'll reach back out to them and they said, well, I'm required to apply to ensure that I get government assistance, but that doesn't mean I have to have an interview.
Economist Aaron Dubé has actually studied this issue. He examined the period of time last year when those extra unemployment benefits were not being offered, between the months of September and December. And he looked to see if job searches picked back up once the extra unemployment insurance expired.
There was very little, if any, evidence that this jobs recovery that we're seeing right now, that's being held back in any measurable way by the unemployment benefits.
Aaron thinks part of the problem that businesses like Hard Rock and McDonald's are having is actually an industry issue. He points out that the worker shortage is very concentrated in the food service and restaurant industries.
Some workers have moved on to other opportunities and other places. If you look at Amazon or Costco paying $15 or $16 minimum wages.
Yeah, warehouse workers, yeah.
Warehouse workers. And as Costco said, their $16 minimum wage, they have no problem in getting many more applicants than they have vacancies.
Part of the problem might be wages. Daniel Zhao is a senior economist at Glassdoor, an online job search site. He says when he first heard about companies offering cash bonuses to people for taking a job, he was really surprised.
In my mind, that's a pretty extreme example of an employer who is trying really hard to get more people in the door. The question of whether this is a long-term issue or something that's more temporary is a different story. So I think that part of the reason you're seeing a lot of employers rely on these bonuses is because they represent a one-time or temporary increase in pay, and that doesn't necessarily commit them to a long-term increase in wages.
If the worker shortages continue for restaurants, Daniel says, that will most certainly push wages up. In fact, wages did rise last month. And Daniel says if the worker shortage is more than just a blip, we will see those wages continue to rise. Tiffy Irby lives in Avondale, Ohio. She lost her job as a warehouse worker back in March. And she says, yes, there have been a lot of job openings, but the pay for many of those jobs is really low. And most of the jobs she was seeing seemed like a huge step down from the job she'd lost.
People are hiring, but it's not the kind of job that you want, the kind of money that you need.
Then Tiffy got an email from Hard Rock. She looked at the jobs and she got excited. She felt like it was a good company and that she could grow there. So she applied and got a job as a cashier at one of the restaurants in the casino. She started 2 weeks ago and she did get a cash bonus of $300. She said it was great, but it was not the reason she took the job.
$300 was just something extra. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? It's not all about the money. It's about the environment, too, with me, people that I work with. I mean, you can go anywhere and make money, but it's always about, you know, who you're around and the environment.
More than a bonus, Tiffy sees a future for herself at Hard Rock. For its part, Hard Rock Casino says the bonuses seem to be working. They think maybe they're attracting people like Tiffy. Applications are up, hires are increasing, and that is a very good thing because Hard Rock has 300 positions that it needs to fill. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Brittany Cronin with help from Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Sam Tsai. Our editor is Kate Concannon, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.